In Boston, a judge has released some of the most damaging evidence to date that the city's Catholic Archdiocese ignored evidence of sexual abuse by priests. The documents show that the church and Cardinal Bernard Law knew that Father Paul Shanley was a child molester. The diocese also failed to share this information with other dioceses where the priest worked. The archdiocese released a short written statement saying that despite what happened in the past, there was never any deliberate attempt to harm children. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
The stack of documents is about 3 inches tall, 818 pages in all. Some are handwritten notes, others carefully typed letters from Cardinal Bernard Law to Father Paul Shanley. The documents present a disturbing trail of allegations of deviant behavior. They show church leaders knew of 15 people who accused Father Shanley of sexual abuse, from fondling to rape.
This man was a monster.
Eric McLeish is the attorney representing several of Shanley's alleged victims.
He had beliefs that no rational human being could defend. This is not a case where there could be any credible defense from Cardinal Law or anybody within the Archdiocese of Boston.
McLeish is representing Greg Ford and his family in their civil suit against Shanley, the Archdiocese, Cardinal Law, and other church officials. The church asked a judge to keep the document secret, but the judge refused. Greg Ford says he was repeatedly raped by Father Shanley in the 1980s when he was a young boy. His mother, Paula Ford, says she was shocked by the documents.
What we saw was so much worse than what we thought we would have. And it is a total disgrace that these people should not be prosecuted like any other common criminal out there.
The first allegation against Shanley is a handwritten note alleging that in 1966, he molested a boy at a cabin in the woods outside Boston. But according to the file, nothing was done. Shanley went on to serve the next 25 years in parishes that gave him direct access to children. In 1990, he was placed on sick leave, but continued to lead youth retreats in California, and then ran a home for disturbed children in New York City. The files show Shanley made disturbing comments as early as 1977. A news article indicates he attended a meeting where the North American Man-Boy Love Association is alleged to have been founded. NAMBLA, as it's known, advocates sex between men and boys. Attorney McLeish quotes a statement Shanley allegedly made at another conference.
When adults have sex with children, the children seduce them. Children may later regret having caused someone to go to prison, knowing that they are the guilty ones.
The documents are damaging to several current bishops. Father John McCormick, now Bishop of Manchester, New Hampshire, knew Shanley was leading youth retreats, but did nothing to stop him. And Father Thomas Daly, now Bishop of Brooklyn, helped prevent a parishioner from lodging complaints of sexual abuse against Shanley. But the smoking gun appears to be in Cardinal Law's hand. In 1990, when Shanley's personnel file was already bulging with complaints, Cardinal Law assured a parish in California Shanley was a priest in, quote, good standing and should be allowed to minister. And in 1996, he wrote Shanley a personal letter thanking him and calling his record impressive. Cardinal Law has not commented on the Shanley case. He's been under pressure to resign because of other scandals involving priests and sex abuse. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.